Welcome back to the second hour, me show, me boy. And boy, oh boy, have we got some splendiferous bits and bobbles right in store for ye. For example, the final 40. It'd be extramicated right from the request sent to us via the mail of...
That's email, you dolt.
That's what me be saying.
They can also call us at 323-HEAVE-HO.
I'd like to heave-ho you.
But was that my little pumpernickel?
Nothing, my dear. You old sea hag.
Well, here, let me help you get this show going again.
Avast, you old bat! We're all doomed! Oh, that's better.
See? I made it all better. I'm going to see about that dinner and work on my suntan.
Me's not even hungry, and it be night time out, you crazy old bat. And don't slam the door. Well, here it be, the second part, the second hour. A couple of days away from where we started. And much has happened in that amount of time. There's been elections in certain places. Certain peoples have died. Birthday parties. There's something else important that happened. I know one of the most important things of them all! It's Talk Like Yoda Day. Talk like Will. Must channel me and her Yoda. Talk like Yoda, I will. Like Yoda, I will talk. Something be like that. Some of you out there listening right at the moment and staring at your radios or your smarty phones or your Pottercasty things, you understand it ain't easy being here trying to think like Yoda. I don't even have green ears most of the time. We'll touch on that momentarily. But I wanted to take a moment and say, comedy comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. And certain things, some people are known for their great comedic works. And then some people, who are just wonderfully funny, make us all laugh and feel good about the world, never get the proper credits that they are due. Their form of comedy is different than just the ones that stand up. And this particular feller, he made us all laugh, not by standing up, but by sitting down. Sitting down and having himself a tall, cool one, often as best he could at someone else's expense. Yes, I be talking about Norm Peterson. He went around, known by another name for some, as George Wendt, but we all truly know him as Norm Peterson. He passed away within these last... Maybe he passed away because he... It killed him not to hear the other half of the show. Maybe his life support was directly linked to Babushka's singing. No, I think that would definitely have killed him off. Couldn't be. Nah, not impossible. Almost as... unbelievable as some her cooking saving a life. But unless it involved someone wanted to stop overeating, that would definitely do it. But we wanted to say, rest in peace, Mr. Norm Peterson. You gave us many a good laugh, and with the world of reruns, you continue to do so. Thank you much, and have a tall, cool one up there in heaven. We'll do a quick clip of this and go right into a little Yoda-esque. Good memories.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact
that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
I met him in a swamp down in Dago Bar, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda. Saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda, Y-O-D-A Yoda.
Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda.
Well, I've been around but I ain't never seen a guy who looks like a Muppet but he's wrinkled and green. Oh my Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand how he can lift me in the air just by raising his hand. Oh, my Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Well, I left home just a week before, and I never ever been a Jedi before. But Obi-Wan, he sent me straight to Force. Said, go to Yoda and show you the Force. I'm not the kind that would argue with them. So it looks like I'm gonna start all over again with my Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. I picked up a box, I lifted some rocks while I stood on my head. But I won't forget what Yoda said.
He said, Luke, stay away from the darker side, and if you start to go astray, let the Force be your guide. Oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda.
I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him then you'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda. Yeah, yeah,
Yoda. Well, I heard my friends really got the mess, so I'm gonna have to leave Yoda, I guess. But I know that I'll be coming back someday. Now the band is parked and I'm old and gray. Cause a long-term contract I had is signed, and I'll be making these movies till the end of time. I wish my Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda. Yeah, 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 Yoda.
That R.P. Yoda by Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. Ah, that too brings back a great deal of memories. Listen to the radio, oh, so very long ago, on a Sunday night. Ah, brings back good memories. Before that, we had Tom T. Hall with I Like Beer. Ah, just... We'll miss good old Norm. Oh, and for those of you that don't know him, a hat tip was given in Star Trek. Not Star Wars, but Star Trek. The character of Morn, yes, Norm backwards. They patterned to somewhat to the main alien version of Norm Peterson. He was seen heavily in DS9, but also appeared, I believe they said, in... What is it? Star Trek Next Generation. And did they say also may have appeared in Voyager? I'd not be sure. But he appeared a few different times. And regular occurring on DS9. For... because who else was sitting there at a bar regularly at Quark's? Oh, but let us go back to talk like Yoda. No, Yoda like talk like day talk. We'll get it right at some point in time. But let us do another Yoda song. And none we didn't get to hear on Star Wars Day. Let us do it now. Jack Foreman's Yodeling Yoda.
Shot of the place. So I took off for a ride with the Wookiee by his side, and I flew my X-Wing fighter into space. R2 said he'd like a turn at the wheel, but I thought instead I'd get us there by feel to somewhere I never saw, a swampy place called Dagobah. Crash landed in this bog all full of eels. Suddenly something appeared behind me, with a tiny cane, he was all wrinkled and green. He said he'd like to take me to who I wanted to see, but first we eat. His hood and gave me some food, and then he said,
Size matters not. Try not, do or do not. There is no try.
Decided to stay, so he hitched a ride and I ran all through the day, doing handstands for a change, Jamaican rocks float in the rain. The force was strong with me, what can I say? And when he told me my X-Wing would fly again, that I could raise it up and go to see my friends, I threw in the towel and quit, and I collapsed into a fit, and Yoda lifted it up with his hand. Suddenly I felt all cold and strange, like there was something in the dark calling my name. So I made myself feel brave and climbed right down into the cave, and I only had myself to blame.
I swiped my saber when I saw Lord Vader, but actually it was
Yoda.
Feel the force.
That was there was for just saying happy birthday to a certain crew member, a year older and not a year wiser. But well appreciated. Now we cut to commercial and return. We shall be returning great and victorious. Why should we be returning great and victorious? Oh yes, this is the final 40. The final 40 be where we turn the whole steerage over to ye the listener, and ye be telling us a tale of twisted morbidity, a tale of dark humor, a tale of sometimes pretty lame stuff. But it's your tale to tell. We just ride along, and we set out to Sweetwater, or head straight to Davy Jones's locker. And so that is what we do. We take our requests through the telephony, through the texty, through the book of face, through the mail of E, sometimes through the dark of night and alleyways without light. And Well, also the mail of snail. These are places that we can receive. And if you want to be knowing how to do... I heard you saying, how do I do that, Captain? Well, through the telephony is the greatest way. Once again, we seem to have everybody being bashful. May not be wanting to actually put their voices out there on the air. So, I say it again. If you want to be heard here on the Captain's Quarters, the best way to do it is through the telephony. By dialing on with your old fingers are 3, 2, 3. And then heave ho. Those letters actually translate to numbers. So that makes, and if you're long distance, it'd be 1-323-432-8346. I'll slow it down and do it again for the kids in the back row. 1-323-432-8346. It's lyrical. It's rhymable. It's dialable. 3-2-3. Heave. Oh.
You know, there are lots of activities going on about this season of the year. The one you'll find uppermost in the minds of most high school students, especially toward the end of any week, is football. And the night before the big game, there's generally a rally. Now, you don't want to be late, but before you go, remember, you're planning to bring the gang in afterwards. Now you've got the idea. Put plenty of Coke in that refrigerator. Ice-cold Coca-Cola will be a mighty welcome sight when you return. You know, it's a good idea to keep plenty of Coke on ice all the time. Coca-Cola has a distinctive flavor, all its own. A flavor that has never been equaled. Coca-Cola is popular with everyone, which makes it ideal when you're expecting guests. Now, that's true whether it's a casual gathering like this one or a planned party. The bright, bracing flavor of Coke is always welcome. It's a flavor that has made Coca-Cola the most asked-for soft drink in the world. Have a Coke.
I am Prime, defender of Earth, leader of the...
Hey, Prime! The rest of the guys are in the back!
What?
Hey, Prime! Back here!
Exactly what is this place? Is the Resistance headquartered here?
He said Resistance, like Resistor.
Nah, this here be heroes.
Did someone say hero?
Hero.
Hey, Prime. I'm Jared, and this is Heroes Comic Shop. We're in Elmira Heights. It's 130 West 14th Street, to be exact. And as you can see, we have a lot of books. We have a lot of books for any taste. You know, if they make it into a comic, we carry it. So take your time. You know, look around, pick up whatever looks interesting.
Yeah, it's the world's best place to be.
Yeah, the little guy's right, Prime. And it's a good place to rest your spark.
That may be, but as long as the Earth needs to be defended, we must roll out.
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
Do I see Archie Comics?
Well, it's time. Time for the final 40. We turn the final 40 minutes over to Jody. I think we already went through that just a moment ago. Now, let us see what shall be seen, what we see while we're... There's got to be... I would say, let's go right to the phone lines. But everybody was bashful, and nobody requested to the phone lines. They did it through the mails of ease and the books of face. Which reminded me, I have got to tell you, you can be going over to the book of face, and we have the group and the page. Ignore the page, go for the group. The group is fun, the page, well, we don't do much there. Why? Because it tells you to come on over to the group. That's where we can interact. Page has too many goofy restrictions. It's annoying. It truly be annoying. It be iffy. Now, let us go to the requested song, Alan Sherman's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. I like the way he's speaking.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
We used to steal the wheels off of baby coaches to make go-karts. Now, those of you that don't know what a go-kart is, a go-kart is made from wood that you take old orange crates and stuff like that, it's shaped like an eye, like a big eye. We'll stand it up for you. A board goes across this way, and then one goes down the middle, and then one goes across this way again. Then you have to make an axis so that you can make a left and a right turn, hammer down rope and everything, so you can make a left and right turn. Then you need wheels. You've got to have baby coach wheels. Got to have them. Nothing else will work. So we used to go out at night stealing baby coach wheels. 287 baby coach wheels we stole. The odd wheel was because old Weird Harold had a Continental on the back. And you get in your old go-kart there and just sit in it and just pretend that you were driving all over the country. And you gotta have your own music to ride your go-kart. That was my music. I took mine from the Rough Riders. Old Weird Harold took his from the Lone Ranger. And Crying Charlie took his from the Green Hornet. We had about 3 million kids all racing with their own music. And so the cops heard about our stealing because the mothers reported, "Their kids out here stealing our baby coach wheels." Every morning we put our children into the baby coaches, push them, the coaches don't move. Children look up and say, "Why me?" So we had to hide them. And we waited 2 days for the heat to blow over. And we brought them out Saturday morning, Go-Kart Championship of America. And we're out there, all of us, full force, 300 kids out there. And we're warming up our go-karts at the top of the hill. We had a race on Dead Man's Hill. It was called Dead Man's Hill because it went straight down for about a quarter of a mile, and then it emptied out onto a freeway. Henceforth, the name Dead Man's Hill. And we had everything. We had guys that would make pit stops and everything. If your wheel came off, guys would grab it and put it back on. To have a two-hour pit stop. You know, because it takes a long time to hammer out the nail, straighten it back out, and then put it back in with a rock. You know, you can do it with a nail and a hammer, a real straight one, but you can't do it with a rock good. And we had a fireman. Little kid, 3 years old, used to follow us running down the hill. Had a cup of water in his hand. Whenever you went bad, he hit you in the face with, you know, and put you out, run back up. He was fast. So now we got the go-kart championship of America, and we're all warming up. I'm warming up my go-kart. Hadn't even gotten out of first gear yet. Old Weird Harold's warming up his Rolls Royce. His sounds like this. And his old crying Charlie. And the kid came out with his father's underwear. He took black shoe polish, made some squares on him, and he weighed him. They're off! We're going down the hill. And I'm winning by 6 inches. Right behind me is old Weird Harold. And he's gaining on me. It's almost like a four-way tie for first place. Old Weird Harold shot past me. Gotta catch up with him. Reached into my pocket, pulled out my trusty can of 3-in-1 oil. Zoomed ahead. One of the kids went off to the side in action. Boosh, right in the face. Got him. And I look about 20 feet from the bottom of the hill and I see 900 cop cars waiting. I went to my emergency brake, which is a piece of wood. Push it forward, it'll stop you if you're going about 1 mile every 5 weeks. No good. Put my legs down. I gotta stop. The cops are gonna lock us up. No, no. We smashed up 900 5-6-year-old kids on the ground crying. Oh, the cops are beautiful, gonna scare us to death. Pull the guns out. We'll shoot them down right here. Kill all of them, boy. Crying Charlie broke. The cops pulled out the cuffs, put the handcuffs on us, and it backfired on them because her wrists were so skinny that as soon as we put our arms down, they fell off. Hey, Mrs., the things fell off of us, but we wasn't trying to run away or nothing. We was just standing right here. Honest, don't shoot us down or nothing, but they fell off of us because the wrists, and so they thigh cuffed us together, and that's the way we went to jail. Yeah.
Requested off the book of haze. And that there be Bill Cosby with go-karts. It's also a little bit of a peek into the past of history. They don't have the baby the baby rubber baby buggy bumper wheels today. They got other stuffs. I wonder what you could make with some of the crazy wheels they have on strollers these days. One must ponder upon. But while we ponder, let us listen to Requested. Now, we played this only about a week or two ago, but the person be saying they be wanting to hear it again. So, that's what the point of the final 40 be. It be for ye to request that which ye be wanting. And you can do that through 323-HEAVE-O. 323-432-8346. It's wonderful good times. And there's other ways, as we've mentioned before. But they want Bob Rivers, Cats in the Kettle.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle of the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys. They fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two when I swear I heard it in you, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
Aye, that wonderful love ballad were requested. I think it from the Mail of He. I'm not entirely sure. That was Johnny Cash with Delia's Gone. Now we've had requested for a bit of cheese. That'd be right. The Cheese Shop Emporium. Monty Python.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Ah, thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Heres by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again.
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid. I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
We like a nice tune, you forced to.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid.
afraid we're fresh out of red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, sir. Get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, no matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of Caerphilly, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
Not my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg, ever chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest Bleu, Brossard?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
She, sir.
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. You got
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensley Dough.
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensley Dough, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola?
No.
Parmesan?
No.
Mozzarella?
No.
Pickle crema?
No.
Danish bimbo?
No.
Czech sheep's milk?
No.
Venezuelan beaver cheese?
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't have much corporate round here, sir.
Not much corporate. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Wilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor square.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Wilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about limbo, has it?
Is it worth it? Have you
shut that bloody bazooki up?
I told you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a senseless waste of you.
Oh, it's a beautiful day outside. I think I'm going to start mowing the lawn. Hey, how you doing, Dave? Okay, Hank, what's going on?
I'm looking for my dog, Rover. Our dog got out and I can't find him anywhere. You haven't seen him, have you?
No? If I do, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure, appreciate it. We'll see you later, Dave.
See you later, Hank. Well, there's that Rover now. Rover, get out of here. You can't come around here while I'm mowing the lawn. Get out of here. Rover, get out of here.
I'm looking over my dead dog Rover, who I hit with a power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over the lawn. No need explaining, the one leg remaining is spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog Rover, who I overlooked before. Looking over my minced dog Rover, who I hit with a power mower. My dog dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turned into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the grass, you see. I'm looking over my dead dog, Rover, who I sent to eternity.
There be one of them dar songs that every time I hear a lot more higher up, it brings back to memory that dar song. Hank, Stu, Dave, and Hank with My Dead Dog Rover. A grand old classic, if ever. Aye, no, that truly is a grand old classic. Ah, but it be one of them dar times where we must be going to our sponsors, so we pay the light bills so we can make sure we keep the old lawnmower running. Back momentarily as we get closer and closer to the witching hour.
The prettiest, yes, the prettiest heads in town are turning to Shasta for a hot cream shampoo. When lanolin-enriched Shasta meets hot water, hundreds of tiny cells explode into hot lanolin lather that cleans and lusters hair as it blends with your own natural oils to give you a caressing hot cream shampoo. As an extra treat, Shasta's lanolin lather is rich enough for a deep scalp treatment. After a vigorous massage, wrap head in hot towel for 2 minutes before final rinse. Feels like a $3.50 hot cream treatment, costs only 9 cents. Hair looks brighter, feels softer, and will stay its behaving best for days to come when you have a hot cream shampoo with Shasta cream shampoo.
Squatch Den.
She loved me, she loved me not. She loved me, she loves me not. She loves me, all right. She loves me not. Hey! Hey, stupid flaw! What do you know about love? What? Hey, man, do you want to know about love? Oh, you're just trying to find the Squatch Den records. Well, that's easy, man. They're right up at the Audit Mall, right next to the inside entrance of JCPenney's. Hey, man. Yeah, they's got all kinds of good stuff. New stuff and old stuff, too. Yeah. I bet you can find stuff you're looking for. Hey, like maybe some barbershop music or some a soundtrack for hair? Oh, so you're looking more for like Lawrence Welk and heavy metal stuff. Hey, man, that's cool. Hey, if anybody's gonna have it, they're gonna be the Squatch Den. Hey, man, see you later. Oh, and say hi to Ash for me.
Oh, man. I just got back. I got the snacks, man. Oh, wow, man. Is that like a Sasquatch?
Oh, yeah, man. That it is.
Squatch Den.
I would say, I still would be loving to say, let's go right back to the phone lines, but everybody's too passionate to speak. They so many people say, oh, just text me. And I say, it'd be faster to be talking, blabbering there are with thee. But they say they don't want to parlay, they just want to text thee. Well, guess what? Parlaying can be a whole lot of fun, and quite devious if you're doing it right. But this person be asking, now they say they be a jonesing to hear Basketball Jones. Ha ha, that be right. Cheech and Chong now, here on the Captain's Quarters.
Basketball Jones, I got a Basketball Jones. Got a Basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm the victim of a Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I ever put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night. I need help, ladies and gentlemen. I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
Okay, Okay, boys and girls, let's take a little pause from the story right now. I want all the boys and girls out there in Radio Land to do a little break dance with Uncle T-Bone. Everybody jump up and down your leg. That's it. Break your leg. Everybody fall down and break your arm. I like the way you break your arm. Now, boys and girls, let's try a tricky one. I want you all to spin around your head and break your neck. Let's all start spinning around.
Round.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Dorothy.
Bobby.
Where am I?
You have reached Nirvana.
Yeah, is that like Nirvana or something?
Oh, yes, yes. Like Nirvana, you will find bliss and ecstasy here. But with the weekend package, you also get shuffleboard, volleyball, and nude sunbathing.
Right, yeah. Like, how do we get to Nirvana? I thought you had to meditate, eat yogurt, and, like, move to Oregon.
Oh, no, no, no. That is not necessary. One simply goes to Pittsburgh and hangs a left.
Okay, like, so I'm here in Nirvana. I mean, can I find the truth of life around here?
Oh, it is truth you seek, my son. But truth is a very elusive thing. I say the truth is like a wife. Take my truth, please. Ha ha, I make joke.
Yeah, well, I think I better be going, man, you know?
Yes, yes, my son. You must go back to the puppy fields and visit your friend the wizard. He will tell you of a very, very wise man on the West Coast, and perhaps he knows the truth you seek.
You're like, how do I get out of here?
Well, the same way you came in, spinning around on your head. Go ahead, start spinning round, 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 round.
Oh, no, here we go again, here we go again. Oh, God, Dorothy, Dorothy, Dorothy. So we get out to the poppy fields, and there's my friend the wizard. This stoned out cat's on Yukon Jack, his mind is in a blizzard. I said, wizard, old buddy, old wise, old pal, been a long time man, don't see. He said, I've been hanging out on the West Coast with this cat named Dr. D. He's a crazy DJ, plays the best every Sunday on the radio. In fact, I'm about to tune him in. Let's listen to his show, yeah.
I'm Dr. Demento, and I get down. I'm the craziest cat since Bozo the Clown. I play mad music on the radio. Woo, 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 let's start the show. We got Spike Jones, Weird Al, Cheech and Chong, my pal T-Bone, you can never go wrong. Funniest record you ever heard. Fish heads, dead puppies, and the surfing bird. Got 78s from a great-grandpa. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
I don't know what to make of it. I'm so confused, you see. First the wizard, then the guru, not as wild, and Dr. D. I've seen and heard some crazy things. My head is spinning around. This story's getting pretty weird. I better slow it down. Dear Abby, I'm confused. I said existential blues poppy. Now me and Dorothy are happy in our little twilight zone. I like popping into poppies. She likes breaking with the bone. But just like Charles and Rocky, you'll have to wait and see if I decide to bend your mind with existential blues poppy. Not another sequel. I said existential blues poppy. Break. Hey, Dorothy, watch, you're having a little breakdance in the living room here, huh? Sorry about that coffee table. They might move it into the kitchen. They got a nice linoleum floor. I can slide around to the moon dance and stuff. Okay, let me watch this, Dorothy. Sorry about your china there, darling. Sorry about the pots and pans, too. Maybe that'll take us down off behind the barn or something, you know? I gotta get better at this, you know, popping and breaking stuff here. You know, I hang out with a gang down by in front of the 7-Eleven. In fact, you know, I think that's where I saw that weird dude, you know? The guy from Nirvana.
Ah, requested to hear the sequel, Existential Blues, Part 2, with Tom T-Bone's Thanksus. Ah, fun one. I enjoyed that. Ah, now it's been requested that we go a little farther out there with the Martian Hop by the Randells here on the Captain's Quarters.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Me,
I'm like, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, he's totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure.
Valley girl, she's a valley girl.
Teacher, he's like,
girl.
He's like Mr. Boo Boo. We're talking Lord God King Boo
Boo.
I am so sure he's like so gross. Like, he sort of like plays with all his rings and he like flirts with all the guys in the class. It's like terribly disgusting. I'm like so sure. It's like, barf me out, gag me with a spoon.
That idea to cross her mind.
Like salon place, you know, and I wanted like to get my toenails done, and the lady like goes, oh my god, your toenails are like so grody. It was like really embarrassing. She's like, oh my god, like bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know. I was like really embarrassed. That's gonna be really like a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like, those things that like stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But like, I don't know, it's gonna be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be like really cool. Except my like teeth are like too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's like tubular, you know. Well, I'm not like really ugly or anything. It's just like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and like, I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plate, and it's like somebody else's food, you know. It's like grody to the max, I'm sure. It's like really nauseating. Like, bark out, gag me with a spoon, gross. I am sure. Totally.
Frank Salvador with with Valley Girl. it's an encapsulation of a time of fascinating speaking. Aye. And you just don't hear speaking like that properly anymore. And it was wonderful when it was happening. And maybe it shall happen again. Speaking of again, it's been awful quiet. I've been enjoying it. I know that Babushka and Molly stepped out for a bit, and I'm wondering where she be. It's getting close. It's really close to the time. One moment. I'm just gonna step over here and check out the portal. Give me a moment.
V's big.
Yes.
Oh, and you would not believe the deals I saw. You would get. Oh my. Look at the time! I guess I better sing. Okay, everybody out there, I sings now. How many special people change? How many lives is living strange? There was you while we was getting high. Slowly down, walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. There was you while we was getting high. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. Champagne supernova in the sky. Wake up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. There was you when we was getting high. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. Champagne supernova, 'cause people believe that they're gonna get away for this summer. But you and I, we live and die. The world's still spinning round, we don't know why. Why? 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 How many special people change? How many lives is living strange? Where was you when we was getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where was you when we was getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. Champagne supernova in the sky.
Well, I do believe we've been tortured well enough. Good night.
So just chill till the next episode.